Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And joining us online, it's the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. Great to be back on Triple M.
Merry Christmas, mate. We're nearly there. Tomorrow's the day.
Ho, ho, ho. Looking forward to it.
Now, listen, you are currently stuck at home at the moment because you're waiting for the results of a COVID test.
My daughter got COVID from her uni flatmate in Sydney, brought it back, and so everyone's been in isolation for 7 days. I've actually now done my 7 days ISO, but I'm waiting for the positive test result. And, of course, the testing is backed up for days and days. There have just been hundreds of thousands of tests being done. So it's very difficult to get a positive test result. And I know I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people in the same boat from our area and around New South Wales and Australia. But just when you think that everything's going to be COVID-free and that you're going to be right, it always comes back, Neil.
Mm. And you were telling me that you've also broken your glasses, so you can't even get in to get those fixed. Jeez, you're having a time of it, old mate.
I can't leave the house. I can't see. I'm just trapped in COVID land.
All right. Just put on some Willie and have a bit
of Willie Nelson. Things will feel better. A bit of country music.
Yeah, I think you'll be
things
right.
Things will be looking up.
All right. Let's talk about the Southern Distributor Road. Some
four chords and a song from the heart.
That could get you through. All right, let's talk about the Southern Distributor Road. There's some funding here, the next stage of that.
Yep, stage three of the Southern Feeder Road project is now complete, Neil. The ribbon was cut on it yesterday, and this is the new intersection on the eastern side of Orange. And we've had a major upgrade on the former Dairy Creek Road and Blouse Road from Elsham Avenue along to the Mitchell Highway. So that's all been upgraded. And there's a new intersection at the highway, about 250 metres west of the former site, with new street lighting to improve vehicle safety. And there are also shared pedestrian and cycle paths that have been installed. So this is a major milestone in the Southern Feeder Road project. The federal government has contributed $3 million to this stage three part of it, which is basically the new intersection. But in total, the feds have kicked in $10.7 million. And now, because I was in ISO, Neil, stuck there, trapped in my home without my glasses, I got Ella Lamrock, who is the incoming captain at Orange High, to do the official duties for me. Ella is a wonderful leader of our community, and she stepped up big time to do those official duties. And I was very grateful to Ella, all of the folks at Orange High, and Chad Bliss for organizing it. And I just think it's wonderful to see young people getting involved in some of our civic duties and civic ceremonies. So thank you very much, Ella. Great work.
Indeed. All right. What's the latest on Dixon's Long Point, mate?
The latest on Dixon's Long Point is that drilling rigs, excavators and engineering geologists are going to start work on the new crossing in the first week of next year. So, again, very exciting. $29.8 million from the federal government to get that crossing at the Macquarie River at Dixon's Long Point between Orange and Mudgee going. And residents have been fighting for this crossing, as we know, for, 150 years. And we had the brakes put on it this year because of the COVID lockdowns, but also we had to work through the cultural heritage issues. And as a result of that, we were able to get the work going, because until we resolved the cultural heritage issues, we couldn't get a drilling rig down there. If we can't get a drilling rig down there to do the geotech testing, we can't get a contract out. So we've done the cultural heritage work. The drilling rigs are going to start the geotech work in the first week of January. And then after that, we'll be able to get a contract out, which I think is very exciting. So for everyone who's been asking what's happening with Dixon's Long Point, it's on the move again, and we have changed the route slightly as a result of those, I think, very productive conversations with the traditional owners and the local Indigenous groups. We all work together, and I actually found it a very positive experience. I've learned a lot, and as a result of that, we've been able to find a consensus and a way through it, which means that we can get the geotech work going early next year. So that project is back on track.
All right, good news indeed. I'm with the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Mate, to you and your family, I hope it's a wonderful Christmas. I know you're a busy man, but stuck at home must be driving you a bit crazy at the moment, mate. You're taking some time off?
Yeah, I will be taking a little bit of time off, but looking forward to a better 2022. And I just wanted to thank you, Neil, for all of the work that you do in our community, entertaining and informing us. And I just want to wish everyone a very safe and happy Christmas. If you're driving on the roads, take care. If you're milling out and about with people, you might want to take care as well so that you can actually get a holiday in and not spend it in ISO.
Yeah.
But let's hope that 2022 is a better one than 2021 and that we can continue to put COVID behind us and get back to that Aussie way of life that we know and love so much, and that our communities can get back together again in the ways that we always have for days like Anzac Day, Remembrance Day, Christmas, you name it. We want to get life back to normal. So let's hope that 2022 ushers in better times. But to you and your listeners, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a great New Year.